T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rolling through things on this January the 16th, our thanks to Brian Haney for readjusting his schedule to make it possible for us to chat with him today. KU basketball continuing to be just kind of eternal in different ways, certainly than we've seen in the past. To that end, we'll get Mike Kennedy's view on Wichita State and their progress coming up in hour number two. But time for a little NFL chat. We've got championship games that are of the highest level of interest, maybe even more than a normal championship weekend would be with the matchups that we have, because we've got the four highest scoring teams. We've got the disparity in the age of the quarterbacks. But Shane, I think that we have the belief also that we have the four best teams in the NFL, and that's not always the case in a one-and-done kind of playoff scenario. You can have a football team that plays well or that schemes or that matches up for 60 minutes. But I think at this point, we'd probably look at the Final Four and say, yep, those are the teams. Those are the four best teams that we've got in Championship Sunday.
And whoever makes it to the Super Bowl, there will be endless storylines.
Yeah.
Just because of the quarterbacks that we have involved here. If it's the Chiefs and the Rams, you know, you're going to have a quarterback, you know, head-to-head battle with two young guns. You know, Jared Goff got rescued by Sean McVay, and, of course, Andy Reid traded a Pro Bowler because he knew something that nobody else did in Patrick Mahomes. If you got,
isn't that something?
You know,
you're
if you got the Patriots and the Saints, you got a 240-year-old quarterbacks in the NFL going head-to-head for another, in both cases, Lombardi Trophy. That would be the first time that 240-year-olds ever went at it. And any combination thereof, the storylines will be endless. And, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think there's any questioning that the four best teams, the four most exciting teams, the four teams with fans that don't have a dog in the fight want to see.
Right.
You know, maybe the most. And the Chiefs and the Patriots, obviously the one, you know, closest to us. There will be that polar vortex or Arctic blast or whatever you want to call it. We'll get there just in time for the game. So we'll have to wait and see exactly how cold it is there. But these are two outdoor teams and two teams that have played their share of cold weather games. This will just be a little colder than normal. But, yeah, no matter what happens this weekend, and obviously people here want the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, and everybody will just be going crazy if it happens.
Oh, I can't even. Can you even imagine
it? I
can't even imagine it. I mean, it was crazy going to the World Series for a couple of years there. It would be intensified if you had a trip to the Super Bowl. But we'll get to that when we have to get to it. We'd hope that none of the two games devolve into part of what your Twitter question is about today. But I suppose it always has the possibility of that happening. Hopefully the focus with New Orleans and the Rams and Kansas City and the Patriots are a little bit more reserved. But you've got an interesting Syndio Twitter question today, brought to you by Syndio, your HR experts in Wichita.
Keep it between the whistles, boys. Keep it between
That's
the
right.
whistles. What's your favorite synonym for a fight that's especially reserved for a sporting event? I've been thinking about this one for a few days. These are all words that you only hear when describing a sports fight.
Okay.
You agree with that? I mean,
yes.
Nowhere else in anybody's vernacular would you hear the word Donnybrook.
Right.
Yet, you know, the malice at the palace, what they called that afterwards when Meta World Peace went into the stands. I guarantee you, the play-by-play guys were going crazy with Donnybrook, Melee. Well, anyway, we'll get to the question. What's your favorite synonym for a fight that's especially reserved for a sporting event? Donnybrook, Melee, Brouhaha, or Fracas.
Hmm.
And I left out rhubarb. Rhubarb almost made it. But rhubarb obviously is a, well, what is that? A fruit?
It's a fruit,
is that a fruit?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a very good tasting fruit. Now, I know that we're going to have, there's going to be some rhubarb pie defenders out there.
Yeah, it can't be very many.
I never liked rhubarb very much.
Anyway.
But I like the word is good.
Yeah, to describe a sports fart.
That's not bad.
There's a rhubarb.
Yeah.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Donnybrook, Melee, Brouhaha, Fracas. That's the synonym that you can vote for. So far, it's a close race. Melee has got 32% of the vote.
Hmm.
Brouhaha with 30, and Donnybrook 29.
Donnybrook comes from, it's Irish in its roots, from like Donnybrook Fair.
Okay.
There's a town in Ireland called Donnybrook, and they had some form of breakdown in this fair that they usually have way back when. I think it's been held since medieval times or even before, and it's been a notoriously rowdy and rambunctious affair. I only know that because I looked it up once, because the term itself was so odd to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
Because, like you said correctly, when the hell do you ever use the term Donnybrook?
Never.
Other than like a hockey game that's gone crazy or, you know, I mean, you don't hear it out on the streets. It's not like you have a Donnybrook in the middle of, you know, New York City. You got to have it in a sporting event.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Fisticuffs didn't quite make
it. Fisticuffs is a really good
chat on Twitter suggested fisticuffs. Mm. And looking at thesaurus.com last night and putting in the word fight in the synonym bar, it's endless. But
yeah.
These are all just regular synonyms like controversy, disagreement, dispute, duel, feud. We hear those all the time. But melee, Donnybrook, like you mentioned, and that was a pretty good definition of where that came from. You don't hear those in any other conversation except when you're mm-hmm. describing, and mainly play-by-play guys that fall back on it, or sports anchors at your favorite sports channel will lean on those particular words. Also looked up the coldest games in NFL history. Mm. It's still a ways out in Kansas City, and the projected high is 8 degrees there. And, of course, they're kicking at 540. Appreciate that, by the way. You can't play the early game and give them a few extra degrees. But
I mean, are you kidding me? We've got one game in a dome, for God's sakes.
Yeah, have them play that one at night.
It's not that hard.
I wouldn't think so either. But anyway, the coldest game on record, of course, is the Ice Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to NFL.com. Opening kick temperature was minus 13 with the wind chill at minus 48. And then the AFC Championship game at Riverfront between the Bengals and the Chargers, that famously the windshield was minus 59 and the air temperature
Good
was
Lord.
Minus 9. At what point, and I'm not trying to, you know, portray that this Chiefs game will be historically cold, but I guess it might be. If the windshield is minus 59 in the middle of the day in Cincinnati for that game at Riverfront, at what point do you consider postponing that game?
Well, I think I think whenever you get close enough to frostbite.
Right.
Like, what is the temperature for frostbite, for exposed skin?
Well, the air temperature was minus 9. I'd think that would qualify.
I mean, you would think that would probably get you there,
You don't have to have your fingers exposed very long and when it's minus 9.
Right.
I mean, God, and maybe I'm being too much of a wuss about this, but
no.
Those two games that were played, the Ice Bowl and then the AFC title game in Riverfront, I just wonder how much consideration there was for postponing the game because it's too cold. And that would be sacrilege, a football game where it was too cold. I get the optics of it, but we don't have to go out and play in it either.
Well, here you go, Shane. A temperature of 0 degrees Fahrenheit and a wind speed of 15 miles per hour, which it could very easily be on Saturday in Kansas City, or Sunday rather, creates a wind chill temperature of minus 19 degrees Fahrenheit. Under these conditions, frostbite can occur in just 30 minutes.
Yep. And I get those benches are heated and all that stuff. They keep your feet and your hands warm when you're not in the game. But and the gloves technology has come a long way. But and I hope it's not as cold as they say it's going to be. But forecasting a polar vortex is going out on a pretty big limb. So we'll see what the actual temperature gets to be. Kansas City coming up this weekend. What's it going to take for each team to get to the Super Bowl? Bruce and I will discuss just ahead of Mike Kennedy next hour as well. Stay there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.